And continuing our overview of what's on and where this week, we're going to move on to films. Judith is here to tell us about a documentary that is showing at the Independent Cinema next week. Judith.
Yes, Robert. The documentary is called Alive Inside, and it was made by Michael Rosalto Bennett, an alternative filmmaker from the United States. The documentary explores the positive effect that music can have on patients suffering from Alzheimer's disease. It follows the progress of a social worker called Dan Cohen and his plan to introduce music in care homes in New York where people with Alzheimer's are being looked after.
How interesting. Tell us more.
In the documentary, we see how he visits the homes and meets some of the patients. What he does is to create a personalised playlist for the patients, which they can listen to on an MP3 player or an iPod. He finds out which songs to include by interviewing each patient's family. By creating the playlist, he hopes that the patients will be able to travel back to the time when they heard the songs, and perhaps it will even help them remember important events in their past.
And does it work?
Well, I'm giving away some of the story here, but yes, it does work. Cohen's biggest success story is a man called Henry. Perhaps you've seen the clip about Henry on YouTube?
No, I haven't. What is it?
Oh, OK. Well, Henry is special because of the astonishing transformation that happens to him when he listens to his playlist for the first time. When we first see him, he is sitting in his chair with his head down, and he's barely capable of answering questions, except with a monosyllabic yes or no. But when he's given his headphones, he turns into a completely different person. His eyes open wide, his face lights up, and he starts moving to the music. He can even answer questions about the song he's listening to. It's actually quite emotional watching his reaction, which is probably why millions of people have seen that video clip I mentioned.
It sounds like an amazing story, Judith. But do the playlists work for everybody?
They seem to work for most people, yes. And they have had a much wider effect than helping only individuals. At first, Cohen was worried that the iPods might isolate the patients, as each one would be listening to his or her own set. But in fact, the playlists are encouraging them to socialise. The staff in all four of the homes he worked with in New York reported that the music was helping the residents to talk to each other more. The patients would ask each other questions about the music, and in some cases they wanted to share the different songs.
What effect has Cohen's work had on other care homes in the USA?
It's too early to say what will happen in care homes in the whole country, but in New York there have definitely been some changes. One of the greatest obstacles to the plan is the cost. MP3 players aren't cheap, and providing one for every patient in each nursing home would just be too expensive. But Cohen is trying to get around this problem by asking people to donate any old MP3 players or iPods which they may have lying at home at the back of a drawer.
Well, this sounds like a really worthwhile project, Judith. But what about the film? Would you recommend it?
Yes, definitely. Especially if someone in your family suffers from Alzheimer's. You'll find it a great comfort.
Thanks, Judith, for your recommendation. And just to remind you of the name of that documentary, it's Alive Inside, and it's showing in the Independent Cinema from Monday to Saturday next week. And now, it's time to look at what's on at the theatre.